Today is Wednesday, June 13, 2018. I know it's unbelievable but true, and this is Debbie Moran, and it's the New Moon Session. And Norman just says, Happy New Moon Session, everybody. So, hi. I know people are going to be staggering on, but there are a few of us here right now. So if anybody wants to say hi and say their name and state their intentions or just kind of say what's going on with you, please do.
Okay.
I love this it. Is,
we're all waiting for somebody else to speak up. How Gemini am I? I'll tell you just very briefly what's been going on with me is just my mood's been up and down and up and down the last two or three days. Just crazy, man. What a yo-yo.
Uh-huh. Okay.
From appears to exaltation.
Ah, that's an interesting. That's interesting when I feel into that. This is Mel, right?
Yeah.
When I feel into that, it just feels like, you know, what's been coming up for me is really this new moon more than any for me is coming up with the, it's interesting that Father's Day is coming up Sunday because for years I've been saying, yes, the divine feminine is rising, but the divine feminine has been rising like the divine, like the masculine. So it's like we really truly can't come together in this divine way until we acknowledge the divine masculine and the divine feminine and we come together divinely.
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting. So I find this, so divine masculine has been coming up a lot and it's really timely with this new moon and with Father's Day coming up because it's really for me about acknowledging that the divine feminine or nor masculine has been represented clearly at least as far as documented history goes. So it's really time for us to tap into what does it mean as far as being the divine feminine and the divine masculine and recognizing, you know, we really aren't clear. So allow it to show up and allow ourselves to tap into that without the survival threat, fear, battle of the sexes thing going on. And so that I feel like, Melanie, what you were saying about your range of motion with all of that, I feel like the experiences that we're experiencing, I think a lot of people might be feeling the similar in terms of that highs and lows. And it feels like our internal selves being called to expand our range of motion and our range of ability in our being. And so it can be uncomfortable because it really is like an expansion. So it's almost like stretching ourselves and going from this tumultuous extreme high to this extreme low. But it's kind of like, if you think about it, it's like when a baby's born, that's how they do it all the time. They go through their extreme highs and lows, but they come right in and out of them.
Yeah.
So that's more natural to our being. And we've stifled it and stuffed it and suppressed it and repressed it and distorted it. And now it's like we're being called out. We're being called out.
Interesting that you bring up the polarity, the masculine and the feminine, because like between my crying fit yesterday and my tears today that I had, yesterday's was in this situation where I was confronted with very powerful masculine energy.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning, it was all the feminine stuff.
Yeah.
It was, you know, I was in the room with two women. Yesterday, I was in the room with two men and, you know, discussing work stuff and my thing with work and my dissatisfaction and my burnout and, you know, trying to figure out things to change. But they were like my boss and my boss's boss. So it was this male authority, big macho authority stuff. And today I was in a exam room getting my breast examined and ultrasounded and stuff with the female doctor and the female radiologist and all that. And I was kind of worrying about all that stuff and everything else just reverberating. So I was just crying over this woman stuff, you know.
But yeah, the breasts are very much about nurturing and really about self-nurturing. And yeah. So it's that. It's like your soul crying out for nurturing.
Yeah. I felt the lack of that, definitely. I felt very alone and you know, not real supported in both cases.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. It's like, so the feminine, for years we've been saying the rise of the feminine, but we've been rising like men. It's not pure. It's not the divine attributes. But part of that, what I'm seeing too, is in my history, what I've recognized is in order for the ego to be relaxed and not be running the show, you have to have a healthy ego before it can let go. And so I feel like this seesaw that we're experiencing is that. It's like this flaring of the feminine and this flaring of the masculine, and it's like they're flaring because it's kind of like, it's not been healthy. And so it has to get healthy, and so it feels purposeful that it's flaring right now so that it can come to a place of recognition of, oh, I misunderstood. Essentially, we've misunderstood. And so it's really about calling that out and letting it express itself. And so when it is able to express itself, then it's no longer repressed. It's no longer in the shadows. It's suddenly out in the open. And then it can evolve into a more sacred being. Stronger being, but a stronger being from true presence rather than sheer force.
Yeah.
That's where we are right now. I have this massive headache that I just started just before this session began, and I feel like that's it. It's like this, like, boom, going on in our psyche, and in our fields and in our world, and it's like exploding. It's like got to explode to get out in order to birth something new. Wow,
and it's interesting we're talking about this in terms of the trying to balance or bring into some kind of a sense of resolution the masculine and the feminine urges when we're in this sign of Gemini that has such polarities about it, you know, the two sides of the twins. So you can almost, you know, see how there's that ingrained in this time, energy of having to pull together two differing currents of thought and action and being, trying to integrate that.
Yeah, and it's interesting you said current, because it really is that. It's about the energy flow, the waves. What waves are we riding? What frequencies are we emitting? And what frequencies are we tuned into?
Yeah.
So it's really very, it's a really very powerful time right now. Very powerful. Not that anything is not powerful, but it is, I just feel like things are coming up to be really purged and let go. But it feels like another cycle. In other words, this is like a pivot point. I feel like we've reached a tipping point of this. And it's not over yet, obviously, because not all of us feel like, well, those of us here now are feeling like we're aware of this tipping point. But a lot of the majority aren't. And as we practice this being in this place of grace, this place of how can I tap into the qualities of the masculine and feminine, and what exactly does it mean? without being told how we should be, except for from our inner source.
Mm-hmm.
From our inner source. But it's like coming out, but coming out from our inner source.
Mm-hmm.
Through our inner source. It's like plugging into our source finally. And not using up our own juices anymore. We're actually plugging into our source in such a way where it's allowed to flow through us and into the world without burning us up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I love you guys. So anybody else have something they want to say before another rant comes?
Right.
Hey, Debbie, this is Angela. How are you?
Hey, Angela, I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well. I love the rant that just happened.
Good.
It's been interesting because in my household, I always consider Kelso, my cat, to be the masculine energy holder,
mm-hmm.
and he's been congested. So, so I've been the nurturing energy, but with that, I've had a lot of help, which
good.
Was good because I kind of freaked out when all of this was going down. But it's just very different, and he's still congested, and it's kind of like, I feel like that energy is, the masculine energy is a bit congested, and as you were saying, you know, in trying to expand. So it's like reestablishing balance. Sometimes that congestion has to clear out in order to create a different kind of space. So that's really interesting that all that came up. It's really cool.
Yeah. It's fabulous. And I mean, I've been getting so much information. It's like amazing to me. And it's like, it's not even reestablishing balance. It's actually establishing a new, and I don't even want to say balance. It's more of a harmony. Because balance is, it's this harmony about this, like I keep seeing this infinity symbol, like this dance of it's trying to balance itself out, and we're working with the Kundalini coming up. The Kundalini's been rising for years in our world, and it shows up as all these symptoms, and everybody's seeking medical assistance and seeking help to resolve their symptoms, not realizing that their symptoms are just part of our evolution. And it's like, okay, just let it go through this process. Yes, it's uncomfortable sometimes. Yes, don't be reckless and don't be careless and foolish. And yet know that there's more that we don't know than we do know, and trust that we are in this evolutionary expansion to where we're being literally reformed, newly formed, not even reformed. Well, reformed, that's
newly
funny.
Formed.
I think of Reformation.
Yeah. Well, and I like
that.
Like
getting out of reform school.
It's like even... even bringing in the infinity symbol, it's like with it expanding, it's not the same. It's not the same anymore. It's bigger. And so when you're saying not even reestablishing balance, it's no, it is establishing balance because we haven't been here before.
Yes.
So
Yeah. We're someplace new in a big way. We're in a big. Going someplace new in a big way, and I find that the universe just really this month, the alignments and things that are happening, there's these gifts that are being given to us that are leading us in the right direction, and they're like breadcrumbs, you know, like a Hansel and Gretel following the crumbs home, and if we take what's being given to us. These are definitely leading us in the direction that we need to go, because we don't know. It's hard to have that vision. It's going to be so different than what we could imagine. But if we follow these, if we follow the little gifts that we're being given and take those to heart, then we're going in the right direction.
Yes.
And I've had so many of those just coming my way in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, anybody else? I concur with that. We're in a remarkable time, and we have huge opportunities, and it's just recognizing now that what we need to do is just allow, just trust in this allowance. And again, this allowance doesn't mean be foolish, but it means really this intense inner listening. And not only this intense inner listening, but this follow through with the guidance that's coming through.
Yes.
Because many of us have been listening for a while, but we haven't known what to do with it, so we haven't done anything. Or at least we've been doing, actually that's not true, we've been doing a lot of inner work, but we haven't done anything to put it out there. And part of what I'm recognizing is it was kind of our germinating time. So it was like, okay, so now it's not about like rushing out there and putting anything out there, but it is about following the guidance and like you said, following the breadcrumb. But actually picking up the breadcrumbs and then following that direction, and then just picking up the breadcrumbs and then following that direction. So it's just about follow through.
Mm-hmm.
Follow through with that inner guidance that says, be still, or that inner guidance that says, go right, go left, that inner guidance that says, call that person.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't seen that person in a while. They're on your mind. They're on your mind for a reason. So it's like following through with all of those actions.
Yeah. I'm following through on desires in some ways, like doing some things now that I've wanted to do for so long. And it's just like, why just sit and wish I could do those things? Let's get it together and make that happen. And maybe I have to pull different things together. But those things that I need to pull together are coming to me in my path like the crumbs, you know,
yes.
to get me to
yes.
wanting to go. And it's like, okay, yeah. And it's so, it's just so exciting. It's so exciting to do something that I've always wanted to do for so long. And I'll just go out there and spill it. It's a really dorky thing, but I liked to golf when I was a kid. Me and my brother used to have a golfing par nine course by the house, and I liked to hike and stuff. And I live right next to the Florida State's golf course. And it's so beautiful, just the grounds, the trees, the open space and everything. And so I got clubs, I got clothes, you know, I've been working on getting my gear and everything together. And I went out the other day for the first time and just walked around out there and whacked a few balls around and everything. And I had so much fun. It was so beautiful. Had exercise.
That's awesome.
I was so happy.
That's really lovely. Yeah, you know what? And that's interesting you say. It's a really dorky thing. But I think that's what we've been judging the guidance in the past and thinking, well, that's not really big, or that's not really purposeful. So we've been putting qualifiers on our inner guidance. So instead of just following through and having a blast.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, so it's about stepping through. Like I'm seeing this image of all of us, like we're in this, we've been in like this gelatinous cocoon almost, and it's like stepping through those layers, and it's like we step through one layer at a time, and it's like baby steps. It's this developmental process in our evolution that we don't want to skip. We want to actually embrace. Embrace those baby steps. Embrace that remembrance of, hey, I'm outside, I'm having a good time, I'm hitting some balls, or whatever. Hey, I'm playing some music, or I'm singing a song, or I'm dancing. whatever it is that you're called to do that brings joy into your heart and is in alignment with those crumbs.
Yeah.
It's essential we follow through.
Yeah.
Especially now.
Yeah.
Because there's much going on that's like really noisy and really could distract you from those joyful moments. And now it's time to, especially, this is again where our expansion comes through. How joyful can you be with all that loud chaos out there? Unashamedly. Not flaunting, but just because you're being guided to, and it's like we're here to celebrate this gift of life, this miracle that we are, because we truly are miracles. So what I'm finding is this is like an opportunity for people to tap into the miraculous miracle mindset, this miraculous miracle living, because it's always available. And now is a good opportunity to just notice it. Just notice it. And the more you notice it, the more shows up.
Yeah.
Essentially, a miracle. We have had this rigid, dogmatic way of being in the world that we think that miracles are the archangels coming out of the skies and parting the clouds and bringing along a chorus with them. And yes, that's a miracle, but so is a newborn baby. So are each and every one of you on this call a miracle. The fact that we are actually here is miraculous. So we are miracles. And now it's time for us to start realizing that. Being that. Appreciating that. So I see another membrane just kind of like being pulled apart. And it's just a gentle pulling apart. It's just kind of saying, come out. It's almost like coaxing yourself out of this membrane. So it's like, come on, little one, you can come out. It's really about stepping into this place of allowing these individual baby steps, these developmental processes, so that we don't force. It's like this range of motion again. It's like spiritually we're being called to grow up. We're being called to spiritually mature. But our idea of maturation is not the truth of maturation. You know, maturation, being mature does not mean slowly withering away, taking on more burdens and not having any time for joy or pleasure, becoming an indentured servant, enslaved to our day-to-day activities and not enjoying it and slowly withering away to death. That's not maturation. That is death. That is a slow process to death and decay. That is aging. That is the way we have orchestrated the aging process up to this point, and we're now being called to say yes to something different. And no, that's not okay anymore. So I'm letting that go. Thank you very much. I appreciate I was able to be part of it up to this point. And now I'm moving on. I'm moving on. And I'm moving on to whatever it is that's calling me forward. And that means my soul is mine. I'm claiming my soul. It is time to claim your soul and to quit living in the past. You know, there are all these things that that infiltrate our minds and our collective consciousness. Things like those who forget the past are doomed to repeat them. Well, we must understand, yes, you remember the past. You remember there was World War II and there was massacre, and you remember there were all these wars, and you remember that, but you don't continually memorialize them and celebrate them. It's about you remember that it happened, and then you move on with the consciousness that says, I'm going to do my best to live a different life where I respect myself, I respect the people and the life around me, and I celebrate the fact that I'm alive. and the people and the lives around me, not just the people, you too, Kelso, all of them, everybody, So-so and Zoe, and dear little Simon who just passed. So it's really coming to the forefront of, are we ready to step through the membrane of the past? And are we ready to be different? Are we ready to harmonize our masculine and feminine, not from survival mentality, but from divine presence? I had a perfect example of that this week. I was like, oh, it was so funny. I actually gave away, or I sold a beanbag chair on Facebook this week. And I'm focusing on this whole divine masculine and feminine for the celebration of Father's Day. Well, I have been for a while anyway. But this week I put that beanbag chair on, and it was like this swarm of people like fighting over this beanbag chair and fighting over the fact that I said yes to somebody before somebody else could have another chance and blah, blah, blah. And then I had this man made a comment on there that said, typical women buying things they don't need and then regretting it. And then he said, my wife does it all the time. And all I said was, it was interesting you felt the need to say that. And then another woman said, stupid men always butting their noses in where they don't need to. And I laughed because I thought, oh, thank you, God. You just gave me a really perfect example of that. What's going on? It's like, hello, does anybody need to put that out there? Really? But it was showing what's going on in the world. Everybody just feels the need to throw stones. I just heard that old saying, throwing sticks and stones can hurt my bones, break my bones. It's kind of like that. We've been living childishly, and it's time to grow up, but not grow up the way we imagine. The growing up in this still childlike wonderment of, hey, I learned a lot of how not to be and what not to do up to this point in my life. But now I can look at things and recognize, oh, that's different than I thought. And I wonder what's next, what's coming up. That wonderment of a child, that childlike wonderment with the maturity of recognizing you're no longer that little girl or that little boy that was subjected to parents who did the best they could, but it wasn't good enough for you because they didn't have examples of how to do better. So it's about getting out of the excuse zone of, I'm not going to be happy because I was subjected to all of these things in my life, all of these horrible people, all of these horrible experiences, and I can't seem to get out of them. Our souls are saying, wake up, you're not there anymore. Yes, it hurt, and yes, it wasn't good enough for you, and yes, they did the best they could, and yes, you suffered, and yes, you're not there anymore. So who's in charge of you now? So I'm claiming everybody on this call, I'm claiming your souls for you if you're ready, willing, and able to step into it, because it's time to quit having yourself subjugated to the world around you, and it's time for you to dance and sing and celebrate and swing golf clubs, whatever you want to do, and celebrate your life in such a way where the world aligns with you, because the world always aligns with us. But when we're always living retrospectively, that's all it can show us. When we're willing to spin around in circles and see where we end up, willing to be spun around in circles and see where we end up, whole new worlds open up, whole new possibilities.
Yeah.
What was that? A whole new world. And that is inside of us, waiting to just be expressed.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody just breathe. Feel free to make a sound if you want. Let out that exasperation that's collected up in your throat, in your head, in your heart, in your groin. Get it out. And I'm loving, you've probably heard me talk about this easy water that's been discovered, and I love this easy water, and I love this easy water. It's like, you've also probably heard me talk about partnering with life, and that's really what it's about. Are we ready to partner with life? Are we ready to partner with the world around us and just receive what comes and share what our heart feels like sharing? But this easy water is, it's, to me, it's like it's pure water that can never be tainted. And to me, that's the essence of life, God, source, universe, whatever words you want to call it. It's not purity in terms of puritanical. It's purity in terms of just pure bliss, pure exaltation, pure essence that you never lose, that is always present with you when you are willing to step into it. And I feel it going through all of us now, just going through all of our cells and just washing away whatever we want washed away, what no longer serves us. It's not taking away anybody's memories, but just the pains of the memories, because the pains don't serve anymore. The memories do. The memories formed who we are today. And as a result, there's a gift in each and every memory that will inform us in the future once we let go of the pain. Whew. That just sent a shiver up my spine. So we're working again with the whole Kundalini. The Idam Pingala and the Sushumna channels, it's like I feel that that's trying to surge through, and we need to clarify ourselves to bring it forward, to bring it to make the pathways clear, to clear the pathways in such a way that it flows instead of having to be like a battering ram, which is sometimes what it feels like when the pathways aren't clear. It's like it has to clear the pathway, so sometimes it feels like we're being battered.
There's that Gemini binary energy flow thing again with the energy of the Kundalini. It's the two sides, and it's interesting because with the practice of that, you know, one side can get stuck, or we can get, and so there's a balance in there that actually, like, naturally the with the nostrils, one side is predominant, and then it switches like every 6 or 8 minutes, something like that, naturally. Then the other side will be predominant for a few minutes, and it switches back and forth throughout the day. But one side can get stuck. We all know, we've been there where one nostril is just congested and won't unlock.
And you know, in Hindu, that what they talk about is whenever nostril is stuck, it's because the other side is weaker and you need more of that. So in other words, it's like the channel naturally blocks itself so that the other side can receive more, can open more.
Interesting.
Yes. So that they can come to a balance.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. love that you brought in that Gemini thing, because it's also the Mercury dynamic with the communication pathways. And because Gemini, correct, I don't know actually, is Gemini, what's the body part of Gemini that's prominent? The head?
Which, what does it rule?
Yes, what's it rule?
The anatomy of Gemini, I think it's the hands, isn't
it? I don't know, but for me it feels like the head with the thinking, the intellect, the thinking body.
But that's like, that's Aries, I think. It's the head.
Well, there's convolution there and confusion. So it's like trying to clear that confusion. Nice. Well, that would make sense too, because the Aries would be that inflamed, that fire.
Yeah.
Like moving that pathway, opening that pathway clear. So I'm kind of like stroking the head to just kind of move that energy up and out and around. Ah, so we're working right now with the microcosmic orbit to get that circulation going. It's kind of like, you know, you see a motor and it's like it's running and then all of a sudden it goes and it's not moving. It's stuck. So it's like kind of have to, I see it like an old antiquated machine, like an accordion or something, or a player piano where you're having to wind it up.
Once
you wind it up, then the gears, it starts playing again. So it's like, that's needing an upgrade. It's been kind of stuck for a while.
Mechanisms like that is very mercurial. That's very Gemini.
Yes, that much I do know, yes.
machine.
So the clarity with that is it's actually that. It's like we have been treating our bodies as if they were machines. And so the machinery needs an upgrade. It's been stuck. And so it's like we need to adjust our not even our thinking. We need to, well, with the whole connection of the microcosmic orbit, then we're also connecting the head and the heart and the gut brain, which we started with before, but we're going to continue that even more and opening up those pathways. What I'm feeling is needing to harmonize and align the pathways between the brains up that channel, up that central vessel channel, to open up that central vessel so that there is a clear channel. Oh, that's nice. That allows it to flow in and out and around more freely. So I see like this like white light, almost like this violet white light coming through and streaming through our frequencies, through our bodies, kind of in this wave-like pattern to just kind of scan and remove what needs to be removed and arrange what needs to be arranged, to kind of put our bodies in right order so that we're not thinking mechanically. We're not treating our bodies as if it were a car or a computer. We're allowing it to be this living temple that it is designed to be, but not thinking of it in terms of even being a house. Yes, it is physical in matter, but it's more of this living organism and letting things flow, allowing our bodies to be more permeable than we have and more pliable, more fluid, tapping into the water element now. Oh, that's nice. So as we're tapping into the water element, I'm feeling it like these waves washing through and around us, and I think this is related again to the easy water. And it's saying, relax, just relax, like riding a wave. Nice. And allowing a still point, because I'm feeling there's a still point right here. I feel like the senses, I don't know about anybody else, but my eyes have been a challenge for me lately. And I feel like that is part of the senses being kind of derailed. It's almost like the senses have been overstimulated, and yet they've been overstimulated with old paradigms. And so there's kind of a fritzing going on with the senses, and it operates differently in all of us. Some of us are hypersensitive, some of us have numbed. And so it's really about balancing and harmonizing the senses with this whole new physicality. And I love that word, actually, with this physicality, because it's really that essence of, as we've been talking about, calling our spirits and our souls into alignment and allowing the dance, the divine dance of the feminine and masculine. And what has happened is some of the masculine qualities and the feminine qualities in their divine nature have been perverted and distorted because they've come through our filters and they've come through that survivalism dynamic to where protection in the divine masculine quality means being such a strong presence, a provider and a protector in the masculine. Those are masculine qualities. And the masculine qualities are provide and protect and bring things out into the world. But the provide and protect are simply have such a strong presence that it's not about fighting. It's not about battling. It's not about being warring. It doesn't mean you don't have to tap into your warrior abilities, but warrior abilities in their truest essence are simply about you have a task and you warrior through until you get it done. You conquer the task, not villages and countries and environments. You conquer the task, and we've distorted it and perverted it. And so it's about calling in that divine quality of that divine presence that is so solid a presence that the boundaries form naturally, the same with the feminine. The boundaries form so naturally that they don't need to be challenged. There's clarity there. Same with the feminine. The feminine is very much that creative, nurturing, supportive energy that births things into the world. But it births things, and then the masculine brings it out into the world. It's almost like I see this image of the old Lion King movie where the baby is born, and the female obviously births the baby, and then she turns it over to the father, and he holds it up. It's like, ah, that's my son. So it's really, that's kind of an example of the feminine and masculine, but it's not always in that linear dynamic. So the nurturing and the creative ability has turned out in the past, we've perverted into fighting, into war, into subjugation of the feminine. And it's not that. So it's calling the opposite. It's not calling even the opposite. It's calling the clarity of that, the truth of that, the knowing of that, the ability of that, the wisdom and the grace of all of that. The allowance and acceptance. And the joy of all of that. Ah, joy. Ah.
I'm looking here at one of my old astrology texts, and it's got really nice book, An Astrologer's Manual by Landis Knight Green. And talking about some of the different qualities of Gemini. And the gender is objective yin-yang. So it's a balance between the yin and the yang, but it's objective. So it's very results and goal-oriented. And Mercury as a planet does not have a gender. It's the only genderless planet. So
that's perfect.
Yeah.
that's the perfection of this is what I'm finding. It's like we're aligning with divine timing and with divine being, and we're doing it. I'm finding it coming, like you said, there are these swings, almost like mood swings, but they're more like expansion swings. But it feels organic, and it feels easy in a way. Even in the extremity of it, it feels easy. Tapping into that ease. That ability to breathe into the experience.
Yeah, even in the situation I had yesterday in the room with the guys, you know, the authority figures and stuff, and feeling very put upon in a way, you know, stressed and stuff. Something that came out of it was that they really were trying to find some solutions to help with the situation. And I was just almost just, you know, threw my arms up and said, they said, come back, think about it for a few days and come back. And I'm like, look, I don't have anything else. You know, I was just so just surrendered to the situation. Then they mentioned something about having to go out in the field, you know, that they would be gone tomorrow and they were going in the field. And I said, you know, I've been here for 20 years and I have been begging for 20 years to help and do that. I would like to do that. You know, I would like to go out in the field sometimes and do the field inspections and stuff. And I have said that over and over again for 20 years, and I have met nothing but not you. No, not really. You don't want to do that. But yesterday they said, we need somebody. We want to. Yeah. So it just like opened a whole new door.
Yes. And that's it. That's what I feel is happening. It's like we've broken through a blockage. And we've come to the other side. We're in this new dimensional reality, even though it all looks the same. It's a totally new dimensional reality, and we're in this space where we've broken through a blockade.
Absolutely. It's, one after it's, another after another.
Yes! It's so remarkable. It's so remarkable.
Yep.
That's beautiful.
Huge breakthrough with that. I mean, that was something that I've been trying to get to happen for as long as I've worked there, 20 years.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was wonderful.
And I feel that's what's happened to a lot of us who have been doing this work and kind of in the trenches, behind the scenes or whatever, maybe even out there. It's kind of like many of us have been exhausted. But now it's like, okay, things are finally coming clear. Things are coming clear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We are in a whole new world. It's just when we're able to claim it and follow those breadcrumbs, we will actually open up to even bigger and wider horizons.
Yeah.
Nice. I love it. All of a sudden, a bat started flying around in my front yard. That's fascinating. Oh, more than one bat. Bats are flying around in my front yard. That's really cool. I see that because bats are about rebirth in Native Americans. So it's like, yes. No more being afraid of the dark. The darkness is simply the flip side of the light. It's simply that which has not been accepted into the light.
And they come out during that time in between the darkness and the light, in that dusk hour.
Yeah, I haven't never seen them in my front yard. Now it's a dance of them. It's really quite remarkable. Huh. Hey, a whole new world. And for some reason, the teeth are coming up. Teeth. There's something in working with the teeth and seeing it's like there is, in the very formation of teeth, it's like so closely related to our bones and our ancestry. And it's there is a repair going on in terms of the DNA chains in the lineage of our ancestry. And I love this because what I'm seeing is with my eyes closed, it's like I see ancestors, lineages of ancestors, of all of our ancestors from all nationalities, ancestors essentially of the earth. I don't know. I'm hearing a lot of extra noise. If somebody can kind of like turn their volume down. But so what I'm seeing is all of these ancestors in such a way that they're like lining up and allowing, just they're just lining up and they're saying thank you, thank you, thank you for actually being willing to live a new life, for being willing to honor the strengths. It's like in the past we've said honor our ancestors, and many of us have been doing our best to honor our ancestors, but the misinterpretation has been honor our ancestors by remembering them and remember their struggles and basically repeating their patterns. And the ancestors are standing up now, even from Native American to all cultures, and I'm seeing them just kind of come forth in this veil-like image. And they're saying thank you for being willing to see a new world, for being willing to see a new way, and for being willing to recognize we are all one, we are all connected. That's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So I am bowing my head and saying thank you to them from this deep, immense, respectful place of reverence and gratitude. And, you know, I'm being directed to stand up. And what I'm going to encourage is, if you can, if all of you can stand up, I'm going to encourage you to just stand up and take a couple steps around the room wherever you are. And just imagine that as you step around the room that you are stepping from dimension to dimension to dimension. And you are aligning up clearly with where you need to be, knowing we are all here together. And just breathe into that for a moment. Wow. And I just see all of the ancestors kind of circling us, encircling us in this sacred container of love and gratitude. And mutual respect for life and all. And unless anybody else has anything, that feels like the end of the session. one last thing came through. The ancestors are all there, but I also see our animal ancestry. Our fellow beings of the earth. Actually expanding now into the trees. It's like I'm seeing life embracing us and encircling us into this sacred container from the beginning of time. Wow. It felt like a trap, and it felt like a trap. It felt like an enslavement and an inability to get out of the patterns before. And now it's kind of like I'm seeing the connection and the mutual respect and support in a whole different way, where the rest of life is saying, we've always been here. You just weren't able to. We just never saw. So thank you for seeing. And that's it. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank them.
You're welcome. Thank you all. You're wonderful. I love you all.
Thank you. And Kelso says thank you too.
Giving me a little snuggle for me.
I will.
Okay.